Slow Rock Live for May 8th, 2019. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news, you know, so I can make lifelong enemies. The things I do for you. The things I do for love. Here are today's headlines. We found some money! Illinois had a windfall of $1.5 billion in April. Unexpected revenue because of federal tax policy. So wait, the state gets a refund and I don't? Well, don't be like me and say, man, I could pay down my credit card, but a waterbed? Sounds nice right about now. So Governor Pritzker, pay down the pension debt. Don't buy a waterbed. A jacuzzi, maybe. No waterbed. The Chicago Fire, not the TV show with Lady Gaga's ex, the soccer squad, they're leaving Bridgeview. They're paying the city $60 million to break the lease on their fancy stadium so they can play downtown at Soldier Field next year. As far as sports go, not a long run for the Fire in that stadium. To put it in perspective, I've owned my car longer than the Fire played in Bridgeview. Uber, Lyft, and rideshare drivers went on strike today to call attention to, well, I could name it all, but it's pretty much every single thing that is expected of a job. Wages, benefits, security, safety, the list keeps going. They aren't wrong. Essentially, they work for $7 an hour. And let's be honest, that used to be something you didn't care about because you got cheaper fares. But guess what? Those fares aren't cheaper anymore. So who gets all this awesome new gig economy money? Oh, that's right. Those guys. Just in your head, if you can put together who you think those guys are, you're about right. And Anthony Ponce. But those guys. The hard part, though, I'm not sure that they got everybody to buy in. Looking at Lyft right now, and it's cheaper than usual. So probably, though, all the cab drivers just being undercover. Today, Eater.com had a headline. Longtime Wicker Park Bar, High Noon Saloon to close. Long time. I looked at the story. It's been open since 2014. That constitutes long time now in Wicker Park. Wake up when they close Nick's. Jeez, or Lemmings, or Borderline. What do you mean they close Borderline? They close Borderline? Oh, that was the bar that I was in when Princess Diana died. And now it's time for Lower Wacker Live stories that the internet loved, but I totally missed. Back to the Billboard Music Awards. Paula Abdul performed. Paula Abdul performed? What? Did you see the choreography? It almost killed her. She's 57 years old and they're throwing her around like she's in Cirque du Soleil. They honestly threw her up in the air and then she did like a 360 flip and she landed and started Cold Hearted Snake. Who does that? And she did a duet with Scat Cat? The original Scat Cat superimposed for the duet? I think they could have done without Scat Cat and an Abdul medley, but that's my opinion. But yeah, Paula Abdul, you're right, internet, crazy. It's crazy. And that's been Lower Wacker Live, stories that the internet loved, but I totally missed. I do that bit, so Pete Zimmerman has to put some effect on it. He loves to do it. He loves staying late to put some reverb. He loves it. He asks about it every day. In weather, of course, it's got to be cold and gray, and then possible tornadoes tonight, severe weather coming through. I don't know. How about 60 and sunny? Can we just say 60 and sunny? Nah, nothing about 2019 is 60 and sunny. In sports, Chris Bryant took a 97-mile-per-hour fastball, launched it over the center field wall for a three-run walk-off home run last night to beat the Marlins and push the Cubs back to the top of the NL Central, like I've been saying each and every day, extend Joe Maddon, best coach ever. Of course, you would think that that would be the top story in Wrigleyville, but leave it up to Cubs fans. Nope. So when things are going well, you got to give it to the fans to crash it all down. Last night, Doug Glanville was doing a stand-up for NBC Sports, and a fan flashed an upside-down OK sign, which I guess is tied to white supremacy, or not. Or it is, and they're trolling the media, or it's not. Whatever. This fan's an idiot. The question is whether or not he's a racist idiot. And after a ton of investigation, which is getting his name and finding out what memes he posts to Facebook, it turns out he is a racist idiot. Anyway, thanks, dumbass, for making this a trending story on the Washington Post today. You have besmirched Chicago. And for that, I say good day. Terrible. If that's not enough, the Cubs have called up Addison Russell. He was in AAA after serving his suspension for domestic abuse. I guess, get this, Cubs fans were giving him a standing ovation when he would come up to bat in Iowa. A standing ovation. So it'll be interesting to see what Cubs fans do tonight. Please don't stand up. He didn't win a war. He beat up his girlfriend. What are you doing? They should seriously do a PA announcement before the game saying, don't stand up. Because, you know, one of these douchey fans is going to do it, and it's going to make the Washington Post tomorrow. Once again, besmirching Chicago. And to that, I say good day. Again. And I know you're smiling, White Sox fans. I get it. You're like, oh, look at all this. It's a classic schadenfreude. But we all remember the shirtless father-son team that took down the Kansas City Royals first base coach. And they had no shirt on and jeans, which was probably worse than the act of attacking the first base coach. If you're going to attack a first base coach, at least dress appropriately. Anyway, speaking of the White Sox, after losing over the weekend to the Red Sox, they regroup, they stick it to Cleveland. In Cleveland yesterday, they won 2-0. A shutout? What? Lucas Giolito. We need some consistency. Him and Reynaldo Lopez, if they could do just... Honestly, Lucas Giolito will pitch a brilliant game like yesterday, and then it'll be 8 runs the next time out. Same with Lopez, who goes tonight. And the other thing is, if they beat Cleveland tonight, they are in sole possession of second place in the AL Central. How about that? The Twins are running away with the AL Central, but you know what? They're the Twins. All right, the Sox need to finish this off. That's what we want to see. Also, Alex Colome, great 4-out save last night, including coming in with the bases loaded in the 8th to get the strikeout and then striking out 2 more in the 9th. There you go. Things are looking up. NBA playoffs, wow, just like that, and the Sixers are on the brink. All that stuff I said about Jimmy Butler and how I wish he was still on the Bulls? Yeah. Also, Joel Embiid, time to get over your diarrhea, man. This is like game 5 of this series, and you've had diarrhea the entire time. At least Scottie Pippen's playoff hangups were migraines. I think it was Confucius that once said, a headache is better than a buttache any day. I think that's Confucius. I'm not sure. It could have been Aristotle. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm with Drake now. He's my guy. And Kawhi Leonard. And Drake. And Dabo Sweeney. And Drake. Toronto! And once again, I turned on the TV last night to see the Nuggets and the Blazers play in real time in what only could be described as, quote, the most uninspired teams in basketball. That's what I was saying. The Nuggets are up 3-2 after a blowout win. There was even a fight towards the end of the game between their two big white guys. And that was even boring and uninspired. They just kind of looked at each other. I was like, what is this? It's not even like no one poked anybody in the eye in this game. They're just looking at each other. It's gross. And finally, in hockey, the St. Louis Blues have moved on to the Western Conference Finals. Come on, man. Tonight, the Colorado Avalanche play Game 7 against San Jose. So there's a chance there will be a St. Louis-Colorado Western Conference Final. The same two teams that the Hawks were at one time fighting for a playoff spot against. Just goes to show you, nothing ever makes sense, ever, in hockey. That's Lower Wacker Live for May 8th, 2019. I'm on my way to Wrigley Field right now to make sure nobody stands up for Addison Russell. I'm not saying you got to boo him. But just act like he's a regular Discalco. You know what I mean? Like, just imagine he's the backup catcher and he gets up. You don't cheer for when the backup catcher comes in. Davis or Steve Lake or whatever that guy's name is. Right? He comes up, you're like, oh, maybe it's a good chance to get nachos. That's what you should do. When Addison Russell comes up tonight, go get nachos. Beats by Wes Restless. Goodbye.